An interview yesterday between CNN's Wolf Blitzer and Vice President Dick Cheney has been getting a lot of attention. It got pretty feisty at times, especially on Iraq.
In this exchange, the vice president was asked how much responsibility would fall to him and the administration if the U.S. were to fail in Iraq.
You know, this is the argument that there wouldn't be any problem if we hadn't gone into Iraq.
Well, Saddam Hussein would still be in power.
Saddam Hussein would still be in power. He would, at this point, be engaged in a nuclear arms race with Ahmadinejad, his blood enemy next door in Iran.
But he was being contained,
by
the no-fly zones in the north.
He was not being contained.
And in the south.
Wolf, the entire sanctions regime had been undermined by Saddam Hussein.
But he didn't have stockpiles of weapons.
He had corrupted the entire effort to try to keep him contained. He was bribing senior officials of other governments. The oil for food program had been totally undermined, and he had, in fact, produced and used weapons of mass destruction previously, and he retained the capability to produce that kind of stuff in the future.
But that was in the 80s.
You can go back and argue the whole thing all over again, Wolf. But what we did in Iraq and taking down Saddam Hussein was exactly the right thing to do. The world is much safer today because of it.
That interview sounded very different from the president's State of the Union address just a day before. We asked White House Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton about that today.
The president's tone in his State of the Union was intentionally non-confrontational. The president is going to go forward with the plans that he's announced. Congress does retain the power of the purse. They're choosing not to exercise that. But the president also recognizes that what really counts here is what happens on the ground.
That's Joshua Bolton. You can hear more of my interview with the White House Chief of Staff elsewhere in the program.